everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Welcome back to a very, very, very special video today. Hey, if you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now because, and it's especially true in this video, right below this video, right down there, you know what? We've got just a bundle of extra, perhaps texts and pictures and links to some very special stuff. So if you're watching anywhere else, go to calbanyan.com right now and get the very best experience for this. All right, let's see here. Ha, guess what? Well, Elrond couldn't make it today, and Meredith couldn't make it today. So I called out to my peeps, you know? No, I'm just kidding. We've got a very special guest here. He's not filling in. He's a very special guest that I've been on the phone with, I've been emailing with, because I thought this would just be really great. He's in town for something else, and I said, please stop by the office, and let's put together a very special video, and it is. Larry Ellman. Larry Ellman is the son of the fabulously well-known Dave Ellman. Now, if you don't know who Dave Ellman is, then you've been living under a rock, okay? Because in the world of hypnosis, in my world of hypnosis anyway, you know, we have the Ericksonian people, and I'm not really an Ericksonian guy. And then you have the Harry Arons people, and I admire a lot of stuff that Harry Arons did. But I'll tell you something, probably more than anyone else, as far as having an effect on my work, it is the work of Dave Ellman, and we have Dave Ellman's son, Larry Ellman. I'm going to read just a little bit of a bio here so you can get an idea who he is. So, Larry Ellman graduated from his father's course in medical hypnosis 3 times. Had a brief career as a stage hypnotist while in high school and college. He went on to get an engineering degree, and he was at MIT. He's been in the Air Force, defense industry, eventually retiring as a colonel in the U.S. Air Force. So, I mean, he's not just someone who is the son of Dave Ellman. He's a person with a background in hypnosis. He's a very smart guy. He is now a lecturer and writer on several subjects and has been the presenter for the National Guild of Hypnotists annual convention in the last 2 years, explaining Dave Ellman's techniques. So with no further ado, I want to welcome Larry Ellman. How you doing?
Pretty good, and thank you very much for the introduction, sir.
Wow, I'm just really, really thrilled to have you here. And you know what I have? I've been collecting questions about your dad and the work he's done. And I just want to kind of make this kind of casual, but we just really want to get as much cool stuff we can, insider information about Dave Ellman and his techniques. I want you to start off kind of a personal level. I have here as my question number one, you know, who was Dave Ellman? And you know, tell us about his personality, kind of a little bit about the personal person, man, that he was.
Well, my brother and I both used to say, Dad is a hard act to follow. He was a speed reader. He was a teacher. And now I'm talking not only professionally, but at home. He was a history buff and had probably more facts at his fingertips than anybody I've met. And like I'd come home from school and I'd make some remark and he'd turn to me and he'd say, well, your teacher hasn't quite got it right. Why don't you research that? He'd point to the bookcase and say, read A, B, and C and see which one you believe and explain to me why. And I'd go off and do what he said and I'd come back with various views and then, okay, think it through. Which is most credible, given what you know of the way the world works and the way humans work? And this is a very powerful teaching tool. This is basically what I grew up with.
It sounds like you'd think twice before you asked your dad, because it might be more work if you just kept your mouth shut. I mean,
no, actually, at times he'd tell me to shut up because I asked too much, but that's okay. I think even when he said that, I think he was pleased that somebody would be interested. He'd encourage curiosity.
So What do you think you'd like to have people know about your dad that maybe isn't really out there?
Well, one thing I'd like them to know that seems to get lost in today's hypnosis community is that Dad didn't just do the Dave Elman induction. That's what he's most famous for. That's used by a very large percentage of the community. But I speak with people and they say, well, I know the induction, so I know everything about it. And I think to myself, well, clearly you don't, because he's got about 300 pages in his book and maybe 10 to 20% of that is on the induction. Or as I usually put it, when I try to talk to people about hypnosis, there's the most important question that the new hypnotist asks, and that is, well, I've induced hypnosis. Now what do I do? And Dad answered that question very clearly. And the other point about that is a lot of people say, well, it was a book for doctors. Yes, Dad's students were all physicians and dentists, and there are a lot of medical cases in there. But two things to remember. One is the hypnotherapist today is frequently assisting a doctor and has to have some knowledge of medical hypnosis. And the second thing is, if you're doing regression, it doesn't matter if you're doing it for a medical reason or for some other reason, it's still regression. If you're doing search on a phobia, it's the same way. If you're doing an improvement in self-confidence so somebody can pass exams, it doesn't matter whether they were referred by a doctor or they came in and said, I've got a final and I'm panicked. It's the same approach and the same concern.
You know, I totally agree with you and your father on that, because in 5-PATH, a big part of what we do is in phase 2, the age regression, and 5-PATHers do age regression for everything, from a hangnail to working under the supervision of a doctor on a medical disease. So and what's really good about doing so much age regression is if you just do age regression once in a while, you know, willy-nilly, you never really get good at it. So I'm totally in agreement with you on that.
Yeah, so that's my belief as well. One of the things you have to do in age regression is you have to be careful that you're not forcing the subject to accept a preconceived notion on your part. At the same time, you have to be aware that certain situations have in, I don't know, 80% of the cases or whatever it happens to be, a similar, not identical, but similar source. So you have to be sort of an artist or a craftsman in it. This is something I get a big boost from when I listen to my father's recordings, in that he will frequently, while doing regression, go to a possible source, and you can tell he's going there, but he won't lead the subject. He'll just kind of probe and let the subject lead him. And this requires artistry.
Yeah, to remain on topic, to find the source of the problem, and without leading and contaminating the experience. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
You know, I've got so many questions. I know we're going to wind up doing at least 2 episodes with you, and I don't want to skip around too much, but let me just kind of stick with we'll get more to the techniques in a couple minutes, but I've got 2 clipboards worth of stuff here, and I would like to talk a little bit more chronologically. And can you talk a little bit about where your father learned hypnosis himself? How did he go about learning it?
Okay. When he was about 6 years old, his father, my grandfather, Jake Kopelman, took him along when Jake had been asked to cure stuttering on a little girl who apparently had not been stuttering prior to, I don't know, some months before or whatever. Jake had been studying hypnosis, but from everything in the family discussions, I have the feeling that Jake had been studying but wasn't yet really a hypnotist. He induced hypnosis fairly quickly on the young lady, about a 6-year-old, I guess. And as soon as he had induced this girl, the stuttering stopped. But he couldn't come up with a post-hypnotic suggestion or a discovery of cause. And so as soon as he emerged her, she went back to stuttering. And he left kind of crestfallen, and my father left kind of scratching his head. That was my father's introduction to hypnosis. And then 2 years later, Jake was dying of cancer and was in extreme pain. And suddenly a, quote, anonymous hypnotist shows up, teaches Jake self-hypnosis and pain control, and Jake makes it through the next, whatever the time period was, virtually pain-free, and then dies. But this has a tremendous and traumatic effect on my father, and he becomes fixated during the whole rest of his life on, I want to understand pain control and hypnosis. And that's what really got him started on hypnosis.
So this, quote, anonymous hypnotist, this is just someone that, you know, his name has been lost?
I don't think so. In the family records, we are unable to pin this down. So I have to go to a bit of speculation. But I was talking with Gil Boyne, I don't know, a year, year and a half before Gil passed away. And Gil suddenly says to me, well, of course you know who that anonymous hypnotist was. And I said, well, I'm not sure. You know, whatever was a polite reply. And he said, clearly it was Dr. Henry Monroe. And it was like a lightning bolt hit me because I suddenly realized Gil was probably correct. My father idolized Monroe. Monroe was a frequent visitor, and some at least for dinners and sometimes overnight in my grandfather's home. And Monroe was a superb hypnotist and a writer on that subject back around, say, 1895 to about 1915, that era. So, yeah, it fits. So I believe that's correct. Can I prove it? No, I can't prove it.
Well, I'm also, you know, Dave Ellman is very well known for his inductions, but also for age regression. Do you know where he got into doing age regression? Would that have been with Dr. Monroe?
No, I don't think that would be with Dr. Monroe. When I've read Monroe's writings, I don't find that as a heavy item. In fact, in Monroe's time period, there was a great deal of fear of regression, and it was a relatively rare thing. I believe Dad got into regression during his time as a stage hypnotist.
Oh.
I know that between between the end of his time as a stage hypnotist and his starting medical hypnosis classes, he studied every other hypnotist whose book he could get. We had a horrendously huge hypnosis library, and he would in effect experiment. So I think it either came out of his time on the stage, or it came out of his experiments after that. I never bothered to ask him. I just knew he could do it.
Yeah, because I know that age regression has been around for a long time, and so I'm just wondering what the influence might be there. So that may just always be a mystery. That's okay. You know, life has its mysteries. Here we go. Going down my list, and you can always fill in anything you want to fill in. So here we are, and it seems like a couple of years ago, you got into really educating people about your father's work. What prompted that, and how long have you been really interested in? I know you were in the military for a long time, Air Force, correct?
That's correct.
And so that took up a lot of your time. What is it? Why now? Why now are you beginning to really, you know, help us all out in understanding the work of Dave Ellman?
Well, during the time that I was in the military and in defense industries, it would have been career inhibiting for me to be very active in hypnosis. So I continued with my engineering work. However, that doesn't mean I didn't read up and didn't mean I didn't answer questions. I used to average probably half a dozen emails a year of people asking about my father, and in each case I would answer at some length. About 3 years ago, maybe a little less, I received several of them all at the same time, and one of that bunch, excuse me again, one of that bunch was from Don Patterson of Maryland Family Hypnosis, and his question also involved asking, could he come down and interview me? And I thought, well, that's unusual. You know, usually I just answer an email, but yeah, come ahead, I've got nothing to do that weekend. So he came down and we spent the entire weekend on interviews of my father. By the end of the weekend, my wife had decided she wanted to take an NGH certification course, probably with Don, which is what she eventually did. And a few weeks later, Don sends me a DVD of our interview and says, I think we have a saleable product here. Could we redo the interview with a better cameraman, because we just set up the camera statically, and could we do so with, instead of random questions, with us having a certain amount of order to it? So I said yes, and then shortly after that I was asked to speak at the NGH convention, and I did so, and by that time, my wife was most of the way through getting certified and wanted to open a hypnotherapy office, and off we ran.
Very nice. And by the way, for all the viewers, I've, with the permission of Larry Ellman, I'm going to put together a package of the probably the most important learning materials that are available right now about learning the Dave Ellman techniques in the pure form. He's got some DVDs together. I'm going to put a link right below, but I want to turn this into a big info commercial, and we'll have a special kind of deal for you. All right, now we actually only have 3 minutes left. So what would you, and then I've got you for another episode. We'll record that next. But how would you like to wrap up this episode?
Well, thank you. I've already said you have to look at more than just the induction. Beyond that, it's very important to look at the induction as a process, not as a script. Too many people, not just with the induction, but with a lot of things in hypnosis, get a script. They're going to read that to their client, or they're going to memorize it and use the script. That's totally the wrong approach. The client knows when you're reciting like an actor. The client knows when you're reading a script, and the client doesn't give you the credibility you need to do good hypnotic work. What you need to do is you need to look at that, figure out what each particular piece means psychologically, and then put it in your own terms and make it meaningful to that subject. And the Dave Ellman induction is a perfect example of this, in that it is a process, not a script. There are several parts of it. You can vary them, you can whatever, if you understand how they relate to each other. And I usually, when I'm teaching, give my students a homework assignment. That is, take the Dave Ellman induction and decide you have a client who is blind. What modifications do you make to have them induced properly and then to work with them? And there are several answers to this. There's not one book solution. There are several. And I leave it to your audience. They may come up with some very interesting ones.
Beautiful. All right. That's about it for this episode. Thank you very much. I'm going to keep you nailed down in that office so I can do another episode that will be then published next week. And so, let me just get in a quick commercial here. Yes, we're going to put together a package. I haven't decided exactly what it is as I'm recording this, but by the time this you see this video, I'll have a very special package with the Dave Ellman videos and whatever it is. I'm going to look at the list and pick out something really important and then sweeten it up a little bit with maybe a little something that you can't get anywhere else. And that's it. Also, we have the Week of Power, our advanced hypnosis training coming up in May of 2011, and also August at the NGH convention. What's the Week of Power? It's 5-path and 7-path. It's a confidence and skill building course. And then, of course, we've got our NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis Super Course. It's all of the basic stuff, plus intermediate stuff, plus the advanced stuff, the 5-path and 7-path. Become a 1%er, best of the best stuff. And when you graduate one of our courses, be it the Week of Power, 7 days, or our certification course, 10 days, you become one of us. And we give you all kinds of support. Nobody supports our grads more than we do. All right, that's it for now. We'll see you next week. This is Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.